Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker at the 2025 Illinois State Fair. Time to go down on the farm. And today, talking with Farm Credit Illinois' Kelly Hunt. She's the president and CEO. And Dr. Michael Gunderson, who is the chief credit officer, talking about Farm Credit Illinois, as well as their activities here at the Illinois State Fair for 2025. Kelly, let's start with you. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about Farm Credit Illinois and what all you're doing out here at the Illinois State Fair to let folks know about your business.
Yeah, I was a big turnout here at the State Fair and a good opportunity just to connect with our partners in agriculture, as well as support and celebrate our young and beginning farmers that were honored here today with our Fresh Roots Director's Cup Award.
The field of agriculture, and this is going to be probably a recurring conversation we have with a lot of folks, is ever growing. There's a lot of non-traditional folks getting into the field of agriculture thanks to technology, thanks to AI, thanks to the business side of things. It's a lucrative field. It's one that is always going to be there. And more and more folks are looking for job security nowadays. What are you telling folks that are starting out, maybe looking for that career as far as that stability? Maybe they're looking to financing to build their own business so that way they can be self-sustaining. What are some of those tools and resources that you're recommending those folks?
Yeah, we have a lot of programs for new, young, beginning, and small farmers that are entering the market. We have a lot of unique and specialty areas in farming that are popping up. And as many of you know, it's quite a challenge to just get in to that. And so those programs help with a lot of education. One of our 7 cooperative principles as a cooperative lender is education. So we have a lot of programs that provide those tools through classes and hands-on tools to help them manage their farm. We also take a lot of pride in being a consultative lender. Not just a lender, but somebody that can partner with and journey with them through the planning phases, you know, all the way through the life cycle of their operation.
I'll turn to you, Dr. Gunderson. We've got so many folks nowadays with multiple revenue streams. Maybe they're selling seed. Maybe they're also getting into the fertilizer side. Maybe they're selling crop insurance. The more tools they have in their toolbox, the better a situation they can have if they come out and look for a loan or look for some financing.
For sure. Many of our producers, many of our members have an off-farm income that supplements that on-farm income, and it just helps give them some financial stability as they seek financing opportunities.
In this area particularly, it seems like there is an overflux of that. Walk with me, if you will, through the knowledge that somebody has as far as, can an area be too saturated? Would that impact their possibility for funding? Is there some other routes that maybe they could lean to? Or what are some of the things that you have to hear for folks to know whether or not that they would be in a reliable situation for their financing?
Yeah, I gotcha. You know, we serve 60 counties in Southern Illinois, and we want to serve every credit-worthy borrower in that territory that's connected to agriculture. So I think every potential member that comes with an understanding of finance, maybe not an expertise, right? They can partner with us. As Kelly said, we're a consultative lender, so we can help them understand those financial decisions and how the agronomic and the livestock decisions they make translate to those financial outcomes, and what is the capacity for debt to help them grow their business.
You have that big lender feel, but still that small town values, that small town touch, very, very personal. We know a lot of folks on a first name basis. That's got to be a huge selling point for working with Farm Credit Illinois.
Well, we have 14 regional offices throughout our 60 counties, and we're very much invested in those communities, and that's a part of being those 7 principles of a co-op. Our size gives us some stability and some confidence, but hopefully folks view us as a local lender, invested in their community, invested in their success broadly.
We'll come back to Kelly here. Kelly, we know that Farm Credit Illinois is not all about business. You guys are about having some fun, too. We've seen you out at Champaign County Fair helping out with some watermelon and doing various other activities. So let folks know more of the fun side of Farm Credit Illinois. You guys got anything like that planned up this week here at Springfield?
Yeah, we do like to have a lot of fun. So much fun that we have hardwired that into our 10-year vision. So rural marketplace support through investment dollars as well as investment hours. It's hardwired into our 10-year vision. So we like to get out and about across our 60 counties and here today at the State Fair and find ways to just serve wherever we can. And we like to invite other partners into that. And that's one thing here in my first year in this role. But I'm really trying to just get out and about and learn about where there might be a need and where Farm Credit Illinois can show up and help our rural communities in that way.
that's one of the unique things about Farm Credit Illinois. We're seeing the president out here doing this front and center, meeting and greeting, shaking hands, having those conversations. And there's not a lot of businesses that of your size where that happens.
You know, one of the things that really drew me to Farm Credit is an entire nationwide system, and Farm Credit Illinois is one of 54 Farm Credit associations that serves agriculture, and it really is that grassroots feel that gets you out in understanding our communities. So a lot of times we'll get the questions about what we have going on, and as a cooperative, we look to our membership and our cooperative board of directors to help guide that and make those decisions about where we go next.
That's just a great mission to have, and there again, that's why so many farmers and farm operations in the area have chosen Farm Credit Illinois to help support their dreams and support their mission. For folks that want to reach out, learn more about what you offer, what you're able to do to help different operations in different scenarios, how do they do that?
Yeah, so you can jump on our website, farmcreditil.com. There we list all of our locations, all of our 14 locations, including our corporate office out of Mahomet, Illinois. All of our regional sales managers are also listed on that stage, as well as showing up at events like this and finding us. Today we're wearing green shirts that represents Farm Credit Illinois pretty well. We would love to chat with you and find ways to partner in any way we can.
Very good. And to show that we're all about fun, too, before we leave you here, let's talk about your favorite food or favorite event that you're looking forward to here away from the business side of the fun. Start with you, Dr. Gunderson. Is there anything that you're looking forward to here this week?
Yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm, so the highlight for me is the dairy show, the junior dairy show in the renovated livestock arena, which Farm Credit was a part of that, and getting a milkshake.
And for you, Kelly?
Well, we just celebrated those longtime farms, 100, 150, and 200 years. My family has the eighth generation coming into our family farm, so it was fun to see other farms that have sustained for that long. And I'm looking at a sign across the way here that says, Illinois is wine. So I'm going to put that on the list, too, for our fun while we're here at the State Fair.
Always great to support the vintners in the state of Illinois. There's so many of them here. And quite honestly, whenever I get off the clock, I might have to do that as well.
Very good.
Is there a particular, like a Moscato or a Zinfandel that you're looking at?
Oh, I'm all about sampling whatever they recommend. Yeah, so I normally show up with that lens.
Very good. Well, Dr. Gunderson, Kelly Hunt, thanks for joining us to talk about Farm Credit Illinois here on down the farm. All the best to you this week, and have fun out here.
Thanks so much. You too.
Thanks for having us.
That is Dr. Michael Gunderson, the Chief Credit Officer, and Kelly Hunt, President and CEO of Farm Credit Illinois, down the farm with us today. Greg Solier with the look at your Illiana Ag Weather next on WITY.